Hi, I'm looking for Mr. Oh, you must be him, correct? You signed up for the experimental study on the male intercourse stamina enhancement supplement. Oh, please be you. I can't take telling my boss of another cold-footed volunteer. Oh, great. Okay, so first things first, before you follow me down the hallway, I'm gonna need you to sign this little waiver. I know you already signed something a week ago to the basic terms and compensation amount, but things may have been, should I say, updated since that contract was given to you. Oh, no. It's nothing to be worried about. Just a few additions and a guest botanist. I apologize. I'm getting ahead of myself. Just to review, this waiver states that you consent to any and all required tests that are congruent to the research needed for the allotted time stated during making your appointment, where on completion you will be given monetary compensation in full. Great. Just please sign here. And here. And here. And a phone number here. No. Oh, sorry. Just kidding. That was a joke, cutie. Okay, now, let's get you into the room. Just follow me, sir. Okay, now if you could just stand right here in front of the table and undress. Oh, you want me to turn around? Please, sir. If you are this timid about me seeing you naked, you won't last long here. It's a part of the testing. You'll be violating the contract. That means no pay, and I'll have to ask you to leave. And besides, I know I'll be enjoying the view. Shh, let me help you, sir. Oh, well, you have a very nice test subject. This is going to be very fun. I mean, interesting trial testing. Okay, please lie down on the bench and we'll begin prep work just in time for my boss to arrive. Yes, I know the bench is uncomfortable, but you'll get used to it in no time. Also, I will be sure to tell you everything that is happening as I'm doing it, so you are aware and as comfortable as I can make you. First step is to clean the important areas. The test subject's penis and testicles by using the topical sanitation solution provided and FDA approved. This is going to be the last FDA approved thing that'll be used on you. Okay, here we go. Well, maybe before I put this on you, maybe I should get you, you know, erect first. My boss wouldn't like me doing this, but I think it would be best to have you erect before she gets here. I'll be super quick. Oh, shh. It's okay. You're really cute and I totally know what I'm doing. Like I said before, I only want you to be as comfortable as possible. Comfortable in my mouth.
And you're sure this room is soundproof?
Of course. I run this wing and I plan to... DS, don't you dare touch that penis with your mouth. What did I just tell you about giving fellatio to the test subjects?
Critter. Dr. Critter, I didn't mean to. I'm sorry, ma'am. Never give the subject fellatio unless it is part of the research agenda.
Good. Now, if you would be so kind and give our guest a warm welcome. Her name is...
Dr. Larynx! I've read all about your research in the Black Forest in Germany and all over the world. You are a huge inspiration to me.
Don't interrupt me, young lady. And why isn't the penis properly prepped yet?
Of course, I was just getting to it. I didn't forget, I swear. Let me just apply the solution to your penis now, sir.
Anyways, you are correct. Dr. Larynx was the first to happen upon the unique material in question we have here. Please, Doctor, go right ahead and give us and the test subject a brief run through.
Thank you for letting me sit in on the first trial run of the supplement testing. I have a notebook filled with data I've collected since discovering this rare fungal secretion, and I'm excited to add to it.
I apologize for interrupting, Larynx. DS, slow your stroking. We cannot allow the test subject to become too aroused before even being given the first dose. Please, continue, Doctor.
Sorry, ma'am. I guess I got carried away. I totally didn't. I just really like your cock.
As I was saying, I was contacted after a logging expedition ran across a unique-looking mushroom. Not only that, but one that looked especially similar to a species of mushroom that had been mentioned in the country's folklore, Madam's Crown. Madam's Crown has been said to give mammals an extreme sense of arousal and stamina. When the logging company found it, the first lumberjack that touched it was overwhelmed with dirty thoughts and an erection that seemingly came out of nowhere. It was said that he was caught humping a tree for a moment before coming to his senses. You can see why I just had to get my hands on it and learn more.
Exactly. And I'm so glad you requested me when you did. I am so pleased that you could trust me with this rare material. That's why I decided to take what samples you gave me and synthesize it with similar erotic-based substances found in nature to create something that can be used in households all over the world.
Oh, wow. Hearing both of you go over it all over again is getting me so excited. Thank you so much for letting me be a part of this project.
Yes, yes, I know. We're at the cusp of a scientific ingenuity here, and I'm going to need you to take notes when the testing begins.
But, ma'am, how am I supposed to take notes if my hands are all covered in this cleaning lube?
I am sure even you would remember to wash your hands by the time Larynx and I start the testing process. Or am I mistaken?
Oh, duh, obviously. I was just joking.
Excellent. I can cross-reference my own notes with your assistance, and now I really won't miss anything. Oh, I can hardly contain myself. I'm practically squirming.
Okay, let me see the subject's penis, DS. Okay, it looks sanitized and prepped. Bring me out concoction number 84 of the echidna additive series.
Right away, ma'am.
Ah, echidna ejaculate, I presume? I've read research papers on the substance and how it affects the male echidna during mating season, but echidnas have 4 penile organs. Did you find a way to make the subject grow 3 more?
Of course not. That would be preposterous. The potential lawsuits from irreversible mutations alone would be too much for any big-name pharmaceutical brand to want to take on.
Imagine the sales of condoms!
What was that, young lady?
Nothing important, Doctor.
Anyways, we only focused on the hormone that influenced the need and desire to mate.
For hours and hours. Oh, I very much hope this first concoction is a complete success. Please, show me how it's applied.
Of course. Okay, DS. Collect a dose of the product and apply it directly to the penile glands. We figure that is the most sensitive spot, not only to touch, but of absorption rate.
Right away, Doctor. Finally, at the fun part, cutie.
And make sure to remember to wear gloves before touching new experimental substances this time.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want another repeat of the icy hot incident. While she is getting that, Larynx, can you help me with strapping the subject down to the bench? We don't want any movement to get in the way of our test results.
Of course! Strapping the subject down is always such an important and pleasurable step in the testing process. You should really see the ones I have. So many adjustments and notches. The cold stainless steel meets the leather cuffs in such a way, and oh, and the one at my lab is pretty serviceable as well.
Okay, here's... Oh, you strapped him down without me.
I sent you to grab the product. Now stop complaining.
Fine. Okay, squeezing the recommended dose into my hands now, which are gloved and sterilized, and I am now rubbing the product on the subject's glands.
Ah, so it'll be a topical ointment like that of a common lotion. I would have gone with a syringe application method, but that's just me.
This way makes it much more accessible for all patients. We even made it into a lube that would make application serve two purposes.
The subject's penis is, now getting erect. very erect. He is looking very good.
Stop getting distracted. Okay, now that the subject is looking aroused enough, time for the first test. DS, stop massaging the subject's penis and stand to the side and make sure his restraints are tight. I will not tolerate any knee-jerk movements from him.
Yes, ma'am. They made this way too tight. I would hate for you to feel uncomfortable. Well, more uncomfortable. I'll just loosen this wrist strap just a notch. You're welcome, cutie.
The first test will be to see how far the sensitivity goes. By that I mean not just touch, but does sound also turn him on more than in normal circumstances? We will start by using pet names in a suggestive manner to elicit a sort of reaction in the penis. I will be gripping said penis at the base so as to be sure the exact time when a reaction occurs.
And I will be recording which ones work and by how much.
He's getting so vascular already. Are you tightly gripping his penis?
I am merely holding it. Looks like the product is already taking its effect. So much extra blood flow will definitely allow for higher sensitivity. Dr. Larynx, please blow lightly on the tip of the subject's cock. I'm confident it will elicit an overwhelming reaction.
Yes, I hope it does. How marvelous! He twitched so much! So fervent and enticing. I'm sure a sexual partner would be very enticed by the sight.
Yes, that is the idea. Okay, let us start with the first word. Sweetheart.
Doesn't look like a positive to me.
Okay. Next one. Darling.
Not that one either, Doctor.
That should be working. Okay, how about sugar? Baby? Love?
May I? Look at this cock. It must belong to a very good boy.
Oh, excellent. The subject's shaft twitched quickly in my hand during that pet name and... Is that pre-cum? Outstanding work, Larynx.
Well, I wasn't always a botanist.
Oh, let me try next, Critter.
No, you need to keep up with your notes. Make sure to write down everything Larynx and I say to the subject, especially when it results in a positive.
All right. Taking notes. Sorry, cutie. I'll still be here with you, though.
DS, pay attention. It twitched again. Oh. Must be the after effects from what you said, Larynx.
I will continue. Oh, look how desperate your good boy cock is, impatiently waiting to feel the sweet plunge of a tight, wet pussy. Are the effects of the lube making you so starved for it? The inviting stretch of a new hole, the lust of another's moan in echoing gratification to yours? That's what I thought, my sweet, my good boy.
Wait, Larynx, stop the dirty talk. The subject's penis is performing too many palpitations. I believe he will come if we aren't careful. I am removing my hand as well, to eliminate all stimuli.
Ah, just what I feared. The mixture, the introduction of the echidna extract, has made the test subject all too sensitive. Effortless to gain an erection, but far too facile when it comes to, well, coming.
A lube like this would make sessions last much too briefly. Oh well, it was worth a try. And we still have one other mixture to attempt. Oh, and yours that you brought, Larynx.
Yes, but I will gladly wait until the end for that one. I'm a guest in your lab, after all.
Shall I clean the subject's cock? Penis for prep now?
Yes, start prep, but be sure to stroke him sensually as well. I need to perform a test while you do so, to be sure the cleaning solution has neutralized the echidna mixture. Now, I am going to count down from 10 while my assistant is slowly stroking your penis. She will speed up tempo every few numbers, and I need you to come when I say 0. 10.
Oh, the shaft seems to be gaining vascularity again.
9. 8. DS, make sure to code his scrotum as well, just to be sure. 7.
The subject's breathing is quickened and laborious.
6. 5.
Subject's hips are attempting to thrust into DS's hands.
4. 3.
Subject's head is thrown back and mouth is agape.
2. And stop. Perfect. He was just about to orgasm. If the subject was still under the influence of the mixture, he wouldn't have even gotten past 5.
Wow, sir, you looked like you were so close. Are you okay? It's okay, cutie. Here, hold my hand. Feel my warmth. You're gonna be okay. I promise you'll get to come. Well, that's if Crit allows it, I suppose.
Stop fraternizing with the subject and procure the second mixture.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, I believe you told me about this one earlier. Something along the lines of a condition that occurs mainly in cicadas?
Precisely. Cicadas already will mate for 4 to 6 weeks, so that alone is something we'd like to harness. But with a further study, we found a rare affliction that affects a small population of them. A substance called Massospora.
Of course! That's the fungi that causes their mating to go into overdrive. They'll mate with every cicada they come across until their rear end falls off.
Yes, I'm not surprised that you know all about it. Fortunately, the removal of the buttocks shouldn't be a side effect. Well, we're about 69% sure the subject won't experience that.
Don't worry, she's purely exaggerating. I was present for the development of that mixture. There's no way it's a 69% chance. It's more like a 70% chance.
DS, make sure you have on a new pair of gloves.
I knew that.
So you decided on a massage oil-like substance with this one?
Exactly. It needs to be applied to the subject's scrotum. The tissue and location there is the most viable. The oil gets gently massaged into the sensitive region, and the effect should activate the fastest.
Sir, your testicles are so tense. Critter really did a number on you, huh? Just relax. I've got you. Let me just slowly rub and cup your balls. It's like I'm giving you a little massage, yeah?
Now this test is going to be more intricate than the last. Larynx, if you'd be so kind as to hand me that vibration instrument, I need to show you what you'll be doing to the subject.
Oh, I'm quite familiar with this tool, but I would love to see how you intend to use it on the subject.
While the oil needs to be activated through massaging into the skin, but it will be even faster acting if massaged at an extremely high pace.
And if the vibrator is stimulating his testicles, it'll be very enjoyable for the subject, and we could witness how close to an orgasm he gets while seeing how long his erection can last without direct contact.
Yes, that too. Just hold it up to his scrotum lightly, like this. See how the subject flinches when you press too hard? Just pull back a bit, just enough to vibrate the skin, to make his penis twitch and flex.
I don't think the subject will have any problems with how I handle this tool. May I request eye contact with him while I do it?
Well, that leads into the second part of the testing. How should I say this? I will be lowering my lower region onto the subject's face to simulate oral play. The subject will then be under the persuasion of the product, which will cause him to desire to pleasure me. We just need to be sure that the influence of the product doesn't also cause the subject to be lazy or inebriated in his technique. I do not want a rabid bull, but an insatiable man. For the client's partners, of course.
Oh, I knew you were going to take that part from me. You promised I'd get to sit on the subject's face.
That was the procedure before Larynx agreed to come observe the testing. She is our honoured guest, and as such, she is going to do my task. Now I can be the one sitting on the face of the subject to accurately communicate the sensations. Besides, seeing now how you have been so utterly distracted by the subject merely existing, I don't see why I should be able to trust you to accurately describe the quality of the oral being given.
You two have a very interesting dynamic here. At my lab, whenever one of my subordinates gets out of line, I merely discipline them. Hard and with all my force. Sometimes in front of the rest of the research team. Oh, you should have seen this intern's face after he went and...
Okay, that sounds, fine for how you do things. But here we do things a bit differently. Now, if you are both ready, we have experiments to adhere to. I will be removing my panties. And climbing up on top of the bench to hike up my skirt, properly squat over the subject's face, and lower my vagina over his mouth, and... yes, there. He has already started to lick my entrance.
Oh, this is so unfair!
Larynx, please, start the scrotum stimuli.
Right away. Okay, my little friend, let's turn you on so we can turn you on.
Okay, I will now... describe the sensations and the quality of tongue movements.
Yes, please tell us. I can still write notes with one hand.
The subject's tongue seems to be targeting my clitoris, which is a good sign. It demonstrates... a cognitive thought process of the female sensitive spot, and not just licking for the sake of contact. DS, you better be writing these observations down. Just because I'm concentrating on this doesn't mean you can slack off.
Yes, ma'am. I'm writing your sentences almost as well as you can speak it.
Hey, I know you're busy and all. My boss's ass on your face and seeing you pleasure her is really getting me worked up. So, remember how I loosened this wrist strap? Well, I'm standing right next to it and I'm pretty sure I can give you just enough slack to flex that wrist and reach those fingers up under my skirt. Ah, good boy. Just like that. I know you're good at multitasking, right, cutie? Do you feel that? That's right. I haven't been wearing panties this whole time. If only you could see how your neck is flexing underneath her, while your perfect specimen of a cock is twitching from larynx playing with your balls. Oh, fuck. Yes. Yes. Oh, please use two fingers. Oh, please. Oh, good boy.
Hey there, young lady. Are you taking your note? Or have your notes taken you?
Yep. Notes. Just taking my notes, Dr. Critter. Any new observations for me?
Yes, of course. The subject is now changing speed. As if he is getting more excited at the prospect of pleasing his partner. Oh, this is adequate stamina being performed here. Now stop bothering me. I'm trying to keep my eyes closed to focus on any changes.
You know, I'm aware of what's going on over there. And I think it's just fascinating how you think you can get away with it without either of us noticing. You're lucky Dr. Critter is so entranced in her own work right now. This is something I love to see in the lab. Increased testing inputs, faster results, deep, passionate data being uncovered, soaked with data. I love observing just as much as taking part. So please continue, DS. I will tell her.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, what, DS?
Okay. The subject seems to be really getting into this testing. Just keeping your attention away from over here. Oh, his penis. I think I saw it throb.
Well, the subject seems to be slowing his pace. Oh, like he's distracted. I can't imagine how. I'm the closest potential sexual partner.
Maybe I should try stimulating this throbbing member. The subject seems to constantly move his hips in a thrusting manner. I could give it somewhere to really thrust into.
Oh, damn. I was so close there, too. I'm not so sure whatever you're thinking would be a good idea. Further distractions would only make him less effective in pleasing orally. DS, come help me down.
Crap. I'm taking tons of notes right now. Plenty. I must have gotten some of that oil on my fingers. They might even fall off from working so hard.
Sure you are. Just make sure you were writing down that the subject seems to be slowing his pace after a few minutes of oral. Clearly lacking stamina and enthusiasm.
as if the subject is focusing on something else. Either way, this concoction is also a failure.
Perhaps the subject was distracted by something. Or should I say someone?
Nope. I don't see how that could be possible. Most certainly a dud of a product. Should I get started with prepping for Dr. Larynx's concoction?
Not this time. Go fetch her concoction. Meanwhile, I will be having Larynx do the prep. She has been shown to be, well, knowledgeable in this region. Larynx, please procure the cleansing solution and apply a generous coating on the subject's scrotum.
Here we go. Ooh, it adheres so smoothly, and the balls seem to respond quite nicely to my touch. Oh, it's too bad I can't use my mouth for this part.
Yeah, that makes sense. Dr. Larynx is pretty great. I just never get to have any fun during testing. Okay, now where did she put... here it is. Kind of strange. A spray bottle as the applicator. Oh wow, how am I still so wet? He really fingered me so good I'm practically dripping all over the floor.
Great, you're back. And we just finished. It seems that the subject is all ready for Larynx addition for testing. Now, what can you tell me about this mixture? I'm sure it'll be an actual success, unlike the two we synthesized.
Yes, I'm practically 93% sure it will function as intended. And I can't wait to tell you how. It was such an astonishingly simple idea. I can't believe it took me until after you called to invite me to come up with it. Over the phone, you told me about how you needed to mix the Madam's Crown extract with other natural substances to complement the effects. But what if that's what's holding it back instead of boosting it?
Wait, don't tell me you actually found out how to get the pure extract and expunge all the non-essential proteins and cell material.
100% pure concentrated mushroom. It took nearly a week just to squeeze out the small amount your assistant is holding. I have my lab on standby to produce more, if it works.
Oh, wow. Dr. Larynx, I am not surprised at all that you could accomplish such a feat.
That's marvelous. I cannot wait to test it out. DS, quit dilly-dallying and get over here with the mixture. You're moving like you're walking on ice.
Sorry, ma'am. It's just that there's some... water on the floor, and these shoes aren't very slip-resistant. But no need to worry. I'll be... Whoop! Oh, shoot. Oh, man. I am so sorry, doctors. I really didn't mean to. I was walking, and there was a puddle, and then my hand tensed up, and...
DS, I cannot believe you just wasted good material like that. Okay, no matter. I'm only slightly damp. I'm assuming the necessary dosage would be a lot more than that, correct? Larynx? Larynx, hello?
Oh my. You just sprayed a full amount in our direction. Our faces got covered with it. Wow, I am so excited.
Wait, what? Why are you excited? Are you telling me this mixture is going to be affecting us?
Oh, why didn't I think of this before? The amount of data I'll be able to find and understand if I am under its effects is much more efficient. Excellent job, DS dear. Please continue your notes as I feel I may become distracted soon.
Oh my gosh. Well, I am glad to help, Dr. Larynx. I didn't get any on me. I can still take notes. I'm rather excited myself to see how you work while being a test subject yourself.
Oh, this reminds me of the office Christmas party 2 years ago. So many... dripping beakers.
Oh, you two are mad. I can already feel myself getting tingly. Yes, call up the lead in the North Wing. Tell them we have a reportable event with a highly effective form of Madam's Crown that needs...
Hold on, ma'am. If I'm not mistaken, there's a rule. A very important one you taught me soon after I joined. Do you remember what it is?
What could you be talking about exactly? If you can't tell, I'm a little cloudy-headed at the moment.
So now I'm the one reminding you of rules. Looks like it is already affecting you. It's rule number 23. If the lead researcher is caught under the influence of drugs or inebriated of any kind, the next lab tech present becomes the lead. And since there's no other sober lab employee presented in this room, that means you have to listen to me. Now, we're going to do these tests how I wanted to.
I have to admit, as wonderful as it was to work under your leadership, Dr. Critter, your testing was a bit slower to start, and I'm feeling a lot more impatient. The effects are making me feel so much more aroused than before. I don't want to waste any more time separated from that cock.
See, Critter? Larynx agrees that this testing process is taking too long, and she's just starving for more data. And don't you want to join her? To feel the stretch of having that throbbing, aching cock finally inside you? I know you've been so busy. When was the last time you even had a date with a man?
You don't know what you're talking about, young lady. What does a focused researcher like myself have any need to fraternize with men when I can have... fuck. What was I talking about again? All I can think about is...
That pulsing, rigid, hard-on our cutie test subject has for us. See? You know what you really want. The way you decided to take my spot to sit on his face. You've wanted to fuck him since you walked in here. You want him, don't you?
Yes. Yes. I want him so fucking bad. I want that penis, that cock inside me. Pleasuring me. Feeling me as I feel it.
Seems to be that the spray is lowering our inhibitions. I know how badly I want it, so it must be tearing away at you too, Critter. Oh, I can't wait to see if my pussy feels more intensely than before. I'm gonna climb onto his face. You made it look like so much fun before.
Now look at our esteemed guest taking what she wants. Do you want to take what you want?
Yes. Oh, fuck. I can't take it any longer.
Well now, it's time for you to follow my directions. You're going to let me grab you by the hair and place you right over the subject's cock. You know, I really hated that. Calling him a subject like he was a piece of meat. What's your name, cutie?
I believe his mouth is a bit preoccupied at the moment. Oh, this feels incredible.
Of course. Need to make sure everyone is being serviced during this experiment.
Please. Oh, please let me suck his cock. Oh, call him whatever you like. Just, let me taste it. Oh, it's throbbing so much for me.
Oh, so confident it's been throbbing for you. Okay, here you go then. Look, the agenda has finally called for fellatio. But you have to let me move your head for it. I want to decide how fast and deep you throat him.
Oh, thank you. Thank. Oh.
Give me your hand, Critter. Good assistant. Feel my cunt. See how wet it is? It's been like that long before that reportable event. He was fingering me throughout the whole second concoction testing. That's it. Really get your fingers soaked in my wetness. It's gonna be important soon. That's good enough. All nice and lubricated. Now place that hand around his shaft and pump him while I bounce your head up and down.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, yes. Now this is the kind of discipline I like to see. So much fire in your eyes, and so much delicious lust in Critter's. Oh my. I'm going to come already from watching you two. This tongue.
Good. It only makes sense to see how many times one can come while under the madam's effects, right? We've only just started.
Fuck. Yes. Fuck. Good boy.
That was fantastic, Larynx. Now get off his face and help me take off his restraints. I want to try something. Okay, enough out of you. I said enough.
I'm sorry, dears. I just can't get enough of it. I'm like a moth to a flame. All the thoughts in my head go blank whenever I'm near that veined vessel.
Oh, I am aware. I felt that right when I saw him. Isn't that right, baby? Now get that cute butt up and stand in front of me. I'm gonna come right out and say it. I want to fuck you so badly in front of those two sex-starved women.
Yes, I would love to watch and see how insatiable a frustrated man is after being subjected to all those tests we performed.
Now let me just hop on the bench and spread my dripping inner thighs and, well, would you look at that? All that getting up and moving around just got his cock so terribly dry. Critter, get on your knees and help me. Nah-uh-uh, not with your mouth. Larynx will hold his cock in place, and I want you to spit on it for me. Good assistant.
Oh, yes. Let me just work this over his pulsating length for you, DS. Oh, the way his breathing catches every time my hand reaches the tip. Okay then. I'll line him right up with your entrance. Oh, I'm just loving this so deeply.
Slowly. Good job, Larynx. Now make sure Critter's face is right next to our fucking... I want her to know what she's missing.
Oh, please let me have him next. Oh, I'm aching over here. Oh, my fingers won't satisfy me.
Quiet. Now you're gonna have to wait, like I had to. All fucking day. Yes. Keep pushing him into me, Larynx. Fuck. You've done this before, haven't you?
No. I thought I made it clear. I have done so much team research before. This isn't my first. But it is. It is my first under the effects of such delightful bliss. His lust for you is delicious. That and the strong neck of his.
Good thinking. Bring those lips down here. I want to taste where those good boy moans were coming from.
Oh, God. I can practically feel her about to orgasm from here. Oh, I want that so badly. Are you close, ma'am?
Now, I hope you're not trying to rush me, assistant. You might just lose cock privileges if you are.
No, of course not. I just wish to come too, ma'am.
That's what I thought. Yes, just like that. I feel myself riding to that edge. Oh, that glorious building up, revealing its reward. Oh, fuck. Yes. I like that. I like that it's from you.
Direct his cock to bring you to such a gratifying climax. Oh, so much raw energy coming from his body.
Oh. Yes. Oh, I needed that so, so badly. Oh, stop giving me that look, critter. I know what you want. Stand up. I said stand up. Larynx, take care of his cock while I position Critter to get what she's been desperately whining over.
Gladly. Let's make sure you don't lose a bit of that erection. I once had to keep a subject aroused for almost a whole day to make sure his libido wasn't negatively affected by... Oh, it doesn't even matter. Come here.
That's it. Bend over the bench and take off that stuffy lab coat and pencil skirt. I just now deem clothing to be heavily optional in my lab. Oh, you weren't lying when you were so irresistibly flooded down there. Oh, and this ass is just begging to take some rigorous results. I suppose I shouldn't keep torturing you any longer. All right. Larynx, bring him over here and I'll show him what he needs to do to our former lead.
Yes. Oh, thank you so much, ma'am. Oh, I can't stop thinking about how badly I need to be filled. Oh, what watching that pumping and prodding of his cock working you into an orgasm made me go insane. Mm. Here, I'll even arch my back like a good assistant.
Oh, good boy. Stand just like that. Hands away and right onto my thighs. Oh, let me guide your cock.
My cock.
Yes. Her cock in. Oh, yes. You're so eager. Oh, I can feel your heart pounding with my other hand on your chest. So excited, aren't we? Oh, I'm going to push my body up against your back so you'll move at just the right tempo. Oh, I apologize if part of your thigh feels a little wet. I need both hands on you while I'm controlling your movements. And I can't help but grind myself onto you.
Fuck. Yes. Yes. I'm not used to this, but I can't help but make vulgar noises.
I'd say I'm sorry, but I'm not. You deserve this rough fucking critter. After all, it must have been so long since you've gotten it like this from such an attractive partner. This is what you get for trying to create a sex-based drug and not using it as it should be.
Good boy. Oh, keep pumping into her like that. Oh, see how her lower back flexes whenever you fill her to the base? Oh, the way you send shockwaves through her moaning body.
I'm starting to think the spray didn't have any effect on you. You were already wanting this. Either way, I'm just glad our good boy over here is finally getting to have his way with you. Getting to make full use of that waiver we had him sign. Speaking of, Larynx might have your neck covered, but I own your lips. And I want to taste your moans.
I can't stop clenching around him. I can feel every vein pulsing for me. I'm gonna come.
Look at that cutie. My assistant finally got off. I didn't say stop. Keep going. Go even faster. Make her come again, whether she wants to or not. But look at me. Look me right in the eyes and listen. When you're about to come and when you feel your cock straining and thicken inside her, you must pull out and get back on that bench for me. Okay? Good boy.
Oh, fuck. He's pumping even faster now. I can barely hold on to the bench. My legs are shaking so much.
Look at how sweaty you're getting. So hot and on the verge of releasing into her. Does that thought excite you? It excites me. I've already come again from just rubbing against your thigh. Everything about this is hitting me in just the right way. If the young lady wasn't so busy playing with your lips, I'm sure she'd be encouraging you to reach that edge. Go on. Be a good little test subject and come.
I heard that, Larynx. What's that, baby? are going to come. You need Larynx to let go of you so you can pull out. Good boy for remembering this important part of this experiment. You two get over here and help me milk this good boy of his cum.
Yes, dears.
Of course. I'd hate to miss this.
You like that, cutie? How my wet, starving lips wrap around and stroke your cock. Yeah, I know, baby. They teased you for so long. Well, it's over now. Just give me what we all want.
Oh, look at him. Biting his lip and straining his neck to stop himself from throwing his head back. Oh, he can barely handle our mouths all over him.
Oh, yeah? You're gonna come? Yes, come for us. Come for us. Look at me and let it all out.
Come.
Come. Come. Yes. Yes, all over our pretty faces. You even covered Critter's glasses. I'm actually surprised they stayed on, by the way. Let me just clean you up, cutie.
I have the worst headache right now. I can't believe we just did that. Wait, we just did that? DS.
Uh-oh, SpaghettiO. I guess that means the effects have worn off and you're...
Yes, sober. And I remember everything you said.
Wait, I can explain. I think I must have gotten some of that spray on me. That's it. I just got a lighter dosage is all. please don't suspend me. Please.
Oh, how dare you skip protocol and go right to enacting Rule 23 on me, young lady. I should have you...
That was wonderful. Oh, I haven't had a testing session that was this successful since the one that got me those awards that I have nailed to my bedroom ceiling so I can look at them while I... Anyway, I am so proud of your assistant. She saw a precarious situation, took leadership, and helped us gain so much knowledge on this mushroom, and also have fun doing it. If you're going to suspend her, I would just love to take her off your hands for you.
Wait, what? Well, wow. If this is at all similar with how you got your success, I... I guess I can't be mad at you, DS. No, I don't think I will do any such thing, Larynx. So, let me just get dressed and bring me those notes you took down.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, thank you. This means so much coming from both of you. Yes, right away, ma'am.
What are you and umming about? Those are the notes, correct?
Yes and no. Yes, they are, but no. They seem to have been soaked with any number of fluids, and they are illegible.
They're what? Oh, you've got to be joking. Dr. Larynx, you also took notes. At least you're responsible enough to keep your notes out of harm's way when things get messy. Larynx, answer me.
I'm afraid mine are also indecipherable for the same reasons.
Great. Well, it can't be helped. Dias, he signed the newest version of the waiver, correct?
Yes, he did. Yeah. So, remember that part where you said you agreed to participate in as many trial testings as the specific enhancement supplement requires? Exactly, cutie. That means we're going to be able to see each other again real soon.
No kissing outside of testing.
This is marvelous! Now that I know what the 100% pure concentrate can do, I can already start brainstorming on new forms of experimentation for the subject. I need to find myself a dry piece of paper.
I'm going to go get cleaned up. Be sure to do the same for the subject and meet me in my office.
You got it! I can't wait to see you again. You're going to be just fine. I know it. Knowing Dr. Larynx, you might want to do some stretching before your next appointment, okay? Speaking of, how's next Thursday?